The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It is Friday, March 12th, 2021, and that time is here. That's right, you know the time. The time to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Let's get things started. Let's get it started. Yeah, no, not the Black Eyed Peas. Let's get things started with the news portion of the program. Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores spoke on Thursday about a number of things, and one of them was magic. No, not Wingardium Leviosa. Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's right. Coach Flores spoke about the veteran quarterback, saying, "We have a lot of respect and admiration for him. He embodies all of the characteristics we're looking for. Honestly, we'd love to have him back." Now, obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick was one of two notable quarterbacks for the Dolphins in 2020. He, the rookie sensation, Tua Tagovailoa. Coach Flores added that he had lunch. Lunch is a big deal, all right, with Tua Tagovailoa on Wednesday, and that he is excited to work with him. Read into that how you will. Let's go to the Charm City. Oh, 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 woke up today feeling the way I always do. Good morning, Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens are in an interesting situation with offensive tackle Orlando Brown Jr. He spoke to NFL Network about his trade request that we have seen over this offseason and said, "It's a lot more emotional or spiritual for me, I guess you could say, playing left tackle. There are reportedly six teams showing interest in trading for him." Let's go down south to Houston, where, forgive me for the most obvious pun in the history of the world, we have a problem. Houston Texans head coach David Culley, well, you know, he spoke to the media on Thursday, but he also spoke to a particular podcast. That's right. Head coach David Culley spoke to Jim Trotter and Steve Weish of the Huddle and Flow podcast. Now, this news came out first on Thursday afternoon, and in the episode, Oh my, Culley had quite the bit to say when it came to Deshaun Watson.
Will Deshaun Watson be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in 2021?
He is our starting quarterback as of right now. He is our starting quarterback. Things happen between now and then we'll see what happens.
He's our starting quarterback right now, he says. Okay, all right. Naturally, as you know, the internet freaked out a little bit. Internet said, "Whoa, what's going on?" So, David Culley, when he met with the Houston media later on in the day, was a little bit more, you know, stern in the idea that Deshaun Watson is going to be the team's quarterback. We'll see how this whole situation unfolds. For what it's worth, late Thursday night, ESPN's Jacina Anderson tweeted this, quote, "I'm told the Texans still haven't had any discussions internally or externally entertaining any deal to trade QB Deshaun Watson, despite head coach David Culley's right now comment about Watson's status, which Culley worked to clarify later today per source. We'll continue monitoring." Thank you very much, Jacina Anderson. Now, the time has come, as we have been telling you for some time. Time, said time a couple of times. Now it sounds weird. It's a weird word. Whatever. We're starting to see releases. In fact, we already saw releases. Here are the latest ones to catch up on. The New Orleans Saints, as we told you on the look ahead, go back and listen to myself and Rob Stats Guerrero talk about a whole bunch of stuff. The New Orleans Saints released cornerback Janoris Jenkins, saving more than $7 million. The Detroit Lions, according to NFL Network, plan to release cornerback Justin Coleman in the coming days. Now, the other thing, not the reigning world champs, but the two-time reigning AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, my oh my, they have some work to do on the offensive line. On Thursday, the Kansas City Chiefs released offensive tackle Eric Fisher, who tore his Achilles, obviously, and is on the road to recovery. and the Kansas City Chiefs released offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz, who recently had surgery and has, quote, decisions to make about his future. For what it's worth, starting center for Kansas City, Austin Ryder, will hit the free agent market reportedly and is expected to land elsewhere. That means that 60% of the Chiefs' offensive line will be changing in 2021, but they ultimately created over $18 million in salary cap space. We do have some restructures to talk about as well. The Houston Texans, who we've already mentioned today and will in just a little bit, created about $6.5 million in salary cap space by restructuring wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Cool. The Philadelphia Eagles took care of defensive tackle Javon Hargrave, gaining $9.4 million. The Minnesota Vikings restructured the contract of punter Britton Colquitt. And the Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, saw Thomas Davis officially retire as the member of the Keep Pounding organization, signature member, I should say. Offensive tackle Taylor Moten signed his franchise tender with Carolina and now has until July 15th to negotiate a long-term deal. By signing his franchise tag, Taylor Moten's $13.754 million salary is now guaranteed. All right, cool. Now let's get to the new stuff, the fun stuff, if you will. The Atlanta Falcons have a new contract with kicker Young Hoku. Pretty cool video of him surfacing with one of the greatest players in the English Premier League a couple of days ago. Go check that out. The Houston Texans have a new running back. That's right, Mark Ingram joining Houston on a one-year deal up to $3 million. Mark, what are you doing? The Buffalo Bills brought back Matt Milano. That's right, the linebacker agreed to a four-year deal to stay in Buffalo worth $44 million, featuring $24 million guaranteed. Finally, the Chicago Bears have a new kicker contract to brag about. Cairo Santos has a five-year deal, which really has two voidable years on it, with a max value of $17.5 million. It's Friday. The 5 o'clock news dump is upon us. So, man, your battle stations. Whatever happens, I can promise you that I'm going to be here on Monday telling you all about it, and then we're going to have a good time as we discuss it on Monday Football Monday. But we have a whole lot of things to get to before then, so make sure you subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show. Leave a rating and write a review, because those things make our hearts soar just like you do. Have the best weekend ever. We'll see you on Monday.